This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kansas City is gearing up for a busy Red Wednesday today. Today, the Kansas City Chiefs will sell limited edition flags for the donation of $5, at least, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities of Kansas City and its mission to keep families with sick children close to each other and the care and resources that they need. Over the last 10 years, the sale of Chiefs Red Wednesday flags was raised over more than $5.5 million to help Ronald McDonald House Kansas City continue its mission. Lines at McDonald's locations around the metro will start forming this morning. They say this year's flag featuring a special back-to-back championship design will be sold at more than 135 Kansas City and St. Joe area McDonald's and Kansas City area Hy-Vee locations.
Now, and some have already sold out. You guys, I would call ahead of time. I would try to find out who has still got them. These things are stupid popular. They will sell out at the majority of the places. And where they don't sell out, it's only because people didn't know that there were still some left.
Yeah, and the very handsome Eric Stone Street on the hotline right
oh,
now.
Oh, did you forgot? Powerful.
Born September 9th in Kansas City, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Piper High School and Kansas State University who made a name for himself with his Emmy Award-winning work as Cam on the long-running ABC series Modern Family. You've seen him in such films as Almost Famous and Identity Thief. He lent his voice to the animated franchise The Secret Life of Pets, as well as his work on the Disney Plus series The Santa Clauses. And he's become an even bigger part of Kansas City as part of the ownership group of the Royals, his support of the Chiefs, and his work raising money for Children's Mercy Hospital through the Big Slick. Please welcome Kansas City's own Eric Stone Street.
Mr. Stone Street, how are you this morning?
Did somebody say stupid popular?
Dude, how about this, man? It's Kansas City's such an interesting thing, and you and I have talked about this before. I'm not a giant sports guy. But I love to see this. We love the Chiefs. We love the Royals. Of course, we love winning Super Bowls. But above all...
Well, look, and who doesn't love a flag?
Right, right. And, well, and we love helping others. And Ronald McDonald House is an incredible, incredible place. They were the first to do this that I ever remember. And if you guys aren't familiar with Ronald McDonald House, it's a place when your kids have to come and get medical treatment. What happens to parents when you're on the outskirts of Kansas City, when you have to drive in to get treatments? And some of these treatments are every day. Ronald McDonald House gives kids a place to stay that's not the hospital. Families a place to stay so they can be near their kids. It's an incredibly important organization, and all the money raised. I mean, hell, it's already been $5.5 million raised for Ronald McDonald House here in Kansas City selling the flags.
Today?
No, overall.
Oh. <I'm> like, wow, that is a lot of flags.
That's a lot of goddamn flags. But again, it's not surprising at all that you're right here in the middle of all this, man. It's that's what you guys do. It's how you guys, you know, you started Big Slick like that, and all you guys have always been a part of this. It's just pure Kansas City.
Yeah, it's great. The Chiefs do a great job with those, and you know, it's just so you know, I have a pretty major feedback in my ear.
You know what? We were getting that earlier. I am so sorry. We got to figure out why. Right. I don't know what it is and why it is. We'll keep trying to figure it out. Is it gone or still in?
No, it's there, but maybe next year you guys can sell some flags to raise more money for equipment.
Dude.
You have no idea.
It's gone.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
From your mouth to God's ears. any new equipment would be appreciated. Do you have any around your house, Eric, that you'd like to donate?
I don't have any radio equipment, although, you know, I've told you before that my aspiration as a kid was to be a DJ, and my name was going to be Roy Stone, the Rolling Stone Man.
You're brilliant. Well, this is after you created Fizbo, the kids clown.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was 11. Was that right? You were 11. Did I remember that right?
Yeah, I was the cool kid. I was doing birthday parties on the weekends. And yeah.
Dude, how
and you know what's
that?
So funny? Being back here in Kansas City so much as I am recently, I've gotten connected, or people have seen me and then said, can I send you a picture? And it's me at like 15 at their birthday
so
party.
That's so great, though. That's
yeah,
so great. Dude, and
yeah.
Isn't it great, though? And I'm going to tell you, like, all kidding aside, when you're a kid, it takes a lot of balls to be the outsider kid. Because, listen, other kids are playing baseball. They're doing whatever. And most of us just tried to stay out of the limelight at that point because, you know, you're just trying to get along, right? It takes the best kind of weirdo to be like, I'm going to be an 11-year-old clown at children's parties. And I think it's wonderful, man.
Yeah, I always credit my parents for not thinking I was the weird kid, you know, and I'm not a fan of the word weird necessarily. I know people wear it as a badge of honor, but the truth is weird, when we label people weird, it's like we kind of stop digging at that moment. It's like, well, weird is just a generalization. Let's dive into their personality and dive into who they are. And my parents, you know, if I wanted to wear a purple afro to my brother's basketball game when I was in fourth grade, they let me. I mean, God, I can't believe I did that. But, you know, they let me just be me as a kid.
Of
and
course.
It's important that parents do that. It's like, let the kids find who they are
Absolutely,
in reasonable and responsible ways. But, you know, it's that I'm thankful for that.
No. And when we say weirdo, like, I mean, it's always a badge of honor in this room, for sure. The term best kind of weirdo is because that's how we all grew up. We all had these weird feelings. We all had these outside the norm that wasn't the regular mom, American apple pie, whatever you want to call it. And I couldn't agree with you more, Eric.
I love this new Post Malone Jelly Roll song. Have you heard that song about the weirdos and the losers? It's awesome.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. So we wear, you know, loser, weirdo, dirt bags, whatever. We absolutely, that's a badge of honor on this show. And because that's how you become. And Eric, I really mean this. I try to sell this to kids all the time when they're getting their ass handed to them in high school. You know, they're getting bullied. They're being told this, they're being told that because they're not the norm. I go, I assure you, is as serious as this feels to you right now, this is a moment in time. You're just in some kind of a geographic kid prison because these dicks just happen to be the ones that live next to you and they all have to go to the same school. You're going to graduate, you're going to turn 18, and your world's going to happen for you, and you can go be with your people, you can go find your people, you can go be whatever you want. But man, just make it through this time. It's as hard as it is, I assure you, it's just a moment in time. Just got to get past it.
Yeah. And the flip side of that is, you know, we got 12-year-olds starting junior high, and I told them that when we asked them the first day, there, you know, one of them came home and said, there's this guy with, you know, crazy hair, and he dresses funny or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he basically was describing that kid we're talking about. And I told him, I'm like, man, make friends with that guy,
right?
Because that's probably the coolest guy in the room.
That's
you just don't know it yet.
I couldn't agree more, man. I don't know why it is, and lucky for you, you had parents that said, be imaginative, be creative, go see something that others forgot how. And it's real. Like, it sounds corny, or it sounds like a line in a sitcom or a movie, but we beat the imagination and creativity out of young minds, and it's the worst thing we can possibly do. It really is. It's an unforgivable thing, and I don't know what it is that we, you know, be an adult, grow up, stop acting like that, stop pretending. Why? I mean, you've got great kids. Why do other parents not do it the way your parents did?
I don't know. I feel like that's another talk show, Johnny.
Yeah. But I just think, you know, isn't it fun to be creative? You're still a little kid, right? In your brain? Like, you can still access.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, Lindsay will tell you, she's raising three boys. I mean, she reminds me all the time. I'm about to turn 53, but probably the most common sentence in our house is, you're 52 years old. You're 52 years old.
That's right.
So, I try to keep the youth about me, even though the knees are starting to buckle and the hips are starting to hurt. It's like, you know, I try to keep that creative, fun energy and spontaneity is a big part of it too. Just go with it, man. You never know what's around the corner. I just had to explain to the boys again. It's like, first time I went to New York City, I'd never been, and I found myself, you know, afterwards realizing that because I said yes, like at 6 o'clock in the evening after dinner, someone was like, hey, do you want to go here? And I said, yeah. And then that led to someplace else. And then at that place, they were like, hey, we're going to go to this place. Do you want to go to that? It's like, yeah. And then you end up having this incredible time in New York City just because you said the word yes. And that's what I was telling the boys the other day. It's like, yes is your friend. Yes opens doors, no closes doors. And you always have to be obviously responsible and thoughtful of what you're saying yes to, but don't immediately just say no to something. Say yes, and that door opens wide, and you have no idea what's on the other side of it.
Dude, I can't sell that hard enough to my friends. I'm like, the answer is, and it's just, honestly, it's another secret to happy relationships. If you have a significant other, and the answer, what do they want to try? Yes. What do you want to do? Answer should be yes. Yes, you're
Hold on, I'm going to get Lindsay on the phone for this one. Can you tell her that, please?
It's true, though, right? Like, but you're right. The stuff that scares you the most, run towards it. That's the stuff that's going to, you never know where to lead you. Man, I couldn't agree more, Eric. And if you're just joining the show, local, Eric Stone Street, Kansas City. And we were looking through this. I'd forgotten one of my favorite movies, Almost Famous, like a seminal rock and roll movie, a true story based in truth. I love that movie, and I forgot that's you, your mom. There's a message from your mom. What a great fun thing to be a part of, that Cameron Crowe world.
Well, in retrospect, yeah, but you know, then I had no idea how meaningful that little tiny role, and you know, the truth goes, there's no tiny parts, there's tiny actors, and Cameron was the type of director that made you feel like your five lines were the most important five lines in the movie. Like, if we didn't get this right, the movie may not, you know, get finished. And that's how he directed. And, you know, the people look at that role, the people don't understand the hardest job to get in our industry is speaking lines in a major motion picture.
Right.
That's very difficult to have happen. And I had zero things on my resume. Well, I had one thing. I had a co-star on Dharma and Greg on my resume at the time. And so for me to get that audition was a big time, for me to get called back and meet Cameron Crowe, and for them to cast me, and then for me to stay in the movie. Those are all huge things. And it gave my career way back when, 1999, I think, you know, traction, because as we also know, everyone's scared of something in our business, right, and everyone needs reassurance of something. So now all of a sudden, I'm Cameron Crowe, Steven Spielberg, DreamWorks vetted. This is Eric Stone Street. He was just in the movie Almost Famous. Well,
yes,
then the casting directors,
yes,
or producers are like, oh, well, Cameron Crowe thinks this guy's great. He must be great. And, you know, hopefully I am and was, but people love to be validated, and being validated by Cameron Crowe, it was a great thing for me early in my career.
See, and here's what I'm one of the, every time we talk, I find something else. I go, that's the kind of person I want to hang out with. You remember who put their hand on your back, the moments that were afforded to you, the ability to say yes or no, and how that created your future. And so many people, again, we get back to this. I go, why do people forget this? Why do they forget the moments that made them? Why do they forget the people that helped them? Why do they forget the answer is yes? Like, how did I get here? Because I think it's maybe ego drives us to think we created it all. And the truth of the matter is, it's try hard, say yes, and then hope you're lucky.
Well, yeah. And I worked and then showed up. I mean,
that's
and
right.
Not to humble brag, but when I won my second Emmy, I talk about how I never missed an audition. I never sloughed something off because, oh, it was at 4 o'clock in Santa Monica and traffic was going to be bad. You know, I did what I could do to perfection, which was show up. And then I worked hard and made sure I knew what I was doing when I get there, so that I was at least in control of my stuff. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens after that. And there's thousands of things that I didn't get in my career, which I think people would just be blown away by all the things that I've auditioned for over the years, some memorable, some not, but just that just go away immediately. And, you know,
well, listen, I mean,
my
great uncle Paulie used to tell me, he go, kid, I noticed the harder I worked, the luckier I got. And those are the things, those are the, those pieces of wisdom, right? Like if maybe when you're 11, 12, you don't get it, but if you hold on to them, one day it all comes into focus and you're like, man, it's true. I may not be the most, I'm certainly not the most talented radio guy, but I will tell you, we'll work your ass off and we'll kill you with hours. And that's, that's what it takes.
Well,
man.
And people recognize that. I mean, in our business, people, you know, I mean, I would get one out of every, you know, 50 things that I would audition for. And then you want, you're constantly trying to shrink that, you know, expand that number, shrink the number of things you don't get. But, you know, always put the effort in to try to get it. And people recognize that. Like people, there's, I would always tell people, it's like, look, you're probably not going to get this job, but your ability to impress people with who you are, your talent, your ability, your work ethic, you have 100% chance of doing that. You have 100. A very slim chance of not getting, of getting the job.
You, but this is work ethic. What did your mom and dad do?
Well, my mom was a school teacher's aide and at Piper Elementary School. And then my dad, you know, passed away going on 3 years ago. He owned his own business, was a, had a retail business. And he literally was a person who, you know, worked with his hands. And I always give my dad credit because I worked as a kid. We had pigs and cows and we're building fence and chopping wood and, you know, doing all this crap on the weekends while my friends were out playing. It's not like I didn't get to play, but like I had responsibilities before anything else I got to do. And, you know, he taught me, I joke, I remember him saying to me one time, Eric, you could watch people work all day long, couldn't you? I'm like, yeah, I could. But my point is he taught me early on by making me do stuff.
Right.
That that wasn't the life for me. That wasn't my destination in life, was to dig holes and to do manual labor like that. And I have so much respect for people that are hardworking people. My dad was one of them. I just knew that my talents and capabilities were somewhere else, because while we're working, my mind is 25,000 miles away. I'm not even thinking about like those hedge posts over there and that barbed wire and all that stuff. I'm just doing that because that's what we're doing. So I credit my dad for so many things and my mom for so many things, but one of them is exposing me to work and teaching me work ethic. I had pigs and cows to feed every morning before school and after school. And
it matters. You know, it really does, man. Look at all the people from Kansas City that have done well in their life, and not just famous people, obviously actors and comedians, but there is, it really does come down to it. And you can't tell a kid it's going to be great. I used to hate it. My dad would make us work so hard on the weekends or fix our own stuff, or he'd want me to learn about something. But later on in life, and it makes me laugh, like, you grew up fence post, clearing land, working all of that. And you think, now I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And then somewhere, I started to miss it, and I think you did too. And you start doing it again, but somehow it's for pleasure. Like, you bought a bunch of land, and you're still clearing and working it. And they're only, it's not because you're, you, I mean, it's for joy. Man, there's no other reason I can come up with.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy that, you know, because of Lindsay, because of the pandemic, because of the show ending, because of my dad's health, all those things, you know, kind of happened at sort of one time that led me back to kind of retether myself to Kansas City. And it's been great. Like, I've loved being back here and doing exactly some of those things you're talking about. I can't believe that, you know, the other day on, let's see, Monday, because now we're a day ahead because of the holiday. Yeah, Monday, it was like the most beautiful day of the year so far. And I, you know, those are every day in Los Angeles for the most part.
Right.
But here in Kansas City, it's sunny. It's high 70s. There's a slight breeze, not a cloud in the sky. And what did I find myself doing on my zero turn? Just mowing and mowing.
It's true,
and
man.
Mowing and smoking a cigar and mowing and listening to the Post Malone album and Stephen Wilson Jr., and I'm just like in heaven, just super happy.
Dude, I never thought I would ever do that. I think that was my midlife crisis, because I never got married or with kids, right? Which I'm raising hell most of my life. And then at some point I did. I bought a big zero-turn mower. I bought the land. And you're right, headphones, a great album. And for me, sometimes it'll be a beer, maybe a little bit of whiskey and a water bottle. And you're right. You're just like making straight lines, making straight lines, making straight lines, making straight lines. Like, just
It's fun. My dad, that's what he enjoyed doing in his retirement. He bought himself a skid steer on his place and moved rock and mowed grass, and that was his happy place. And I get it. I don't know what I'd be doing in LA in my downtime now. It's just, it's different. You know, obviously there's space here and it's just been nice to be back and then dip my toe into Hollywood as I need to and get asked to. I'm certainly not like super, I'm not like grinding like I was. People are like, man, I haven't seen Stone Street in a while. He must be unemployed or whatever. It's like, bro, I'm good. Like,
yeah,
I'm happy. I always say I did 14 years of not knowing where my next paycheck was coming from. I did that. The stress of that, it's, again, it's not digging ditches. It is not being a lineman on a power pole. I am not comparing my work to anyone else's, but the stress of never knowing if you're going to get a job, where the next job's going to get, I did that for 13 and a half years. Then I got Modern Family and I did that for 11 years and I was comfortable and confident and great and it felt good. And now I want to just enjoy like what most other people enjoy, which is just living off the hard, you know, the hard work of those 14 years, the success of the 11 years, and just taking it as it comes, man. So that's why I kind of call myself semi-retired, but that sounds really old and I don't want to sound like that, but that's exactly what I am. So I got, you know, I'll take jobs as they come.
You listen, you're going to work no matter what. You get up every day and whether it's Hollywood, a movie, a play, it doesn't matter. It's, or the land, look, you were built to work. That's what you're going to do. Otherwise you'll wither like that. There's just none of us really retire. You just shift your plan, but you're going to get up every day in the morning and do a full day's worth of work. And you know, it's people don't understand when you're an actor, a musician, an entertainer, nobody is your boss. You are your boss. So you have to go out and you have to hustle work every day. Like your dad had retail. He was his own boss. You'll never work harder in this life than being in charge of your own career. It is mind-numbingly hard. And it is hard to have a 40, 60 hour week, you know, W-2 job, but man, there's a comfort in that, right? Like there's, you're not desperate. You don't wonder that this job ends in 1 week. What's my next job? With acting, you have to go get a new job after every gig. Every gig is only six weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is. Well, listen.
Well, and for the mind that it takes to, you know, find the success that I found, which was through those 13 and a half years of a tremendous amount of rejection and ups and downs and almost, I mean, the mind that it takes to stay in that, all of a sudden that mind doesn't just shut off once you find success.
Right.
So you keep that drive going and it takes time and energy and practice to sort of relax into that. And so, you know, that mind still exists of like, what's next? What am I going to do? And all that. But it's just less than because I proved to myself beyond my own imagination of what was possible in Hollywood. I never dreamed that I would, you know, have the success that I had and the accolades and the acclaim and the financial windfall. I never dreamed of any of that. And that all happened. So now it's like, okay, well, I did that. Like I did that. So now what else can I do?
Yeah, no. And you got a beautiful
figure
family.
It out.
You got a beautiful family. You live in a city. Well, I can tell you what you do. You get up in the morning and you handle stuff like what's happening today with the area of Ronald McDonald's and the flags for the Chiefs. It all goes to benefit the Ronald McDonald House. And you do Big Slick and you do more work. And then, I mean, listen, you work most likely as hard now as you've ever hearted.
As I asked Jake, the producer, what's the latest I can call in? Because I gotta sleep in a little bit. He's like, Johnny, maybe not so much there.
Well, dude, anytime, Eric. It's and congratulations again on another legendary Big Slick. More millions in the coffer for the Children's Mercy Hospital. Congratulations on today. Don't forget, guys, it is Red Wednesday. Chiefs commemorative flags on sale today. This is the day. Go get them now. It all goes to Ronald McDonald House. And with guys like you, Eric, it'll be as big a success, if not bigger than any other year. I appreciate you.
Yep. See you, Johnny. See you guys.
Take care, man. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.